Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Chloe, Ella and Grace with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the Burton coal mine located in central Queensland is set to pause, resulting in 500 job losses. The mine, owned by Bowen Coking Coal, have been struggling to see growth amid depressed coal markets and unsustainable Queensland royalty fees. In a statement, the company said, quote, there is no guarantee that additional funding will be secured in order to maintain the operating business, in which case, Bowen may need to consider temporarily pausing part or all of its operations until markets return. The Noosa Shire Council has voted to phase out single-use coffee cups in favour of either reusable cups or ones made out of recyclable materials. Though the council doesn't have the authority to outright ban businesses from using single-use cups, they plan to encourage businesses to make the switch, with plastic cups being removed from council offices. Coffee cups accounted for 20% of litter found in bins at Noosa Main Beach, according to a study from 2023, and this action would aim to lower that number.
In national news, a new report has found that almost 7 in 10 renters worry about asking for repairs in their rentals due to fear of a rent increase. The study led by the University of New South Wales and the National Association of Renter Organisations also found that almost a third of rentals have pests like cockroaches and ants, almost 1 in 4 have issues with leaks or flooding, and close to 1 in 5 bathrooms have mould. With rents having risen by 47% over the last 5 years, the report calls for a nationwide limit on rental increases, the abolishment of no-grounds evictions, and to boost funding for social housing. One of Australia's leading neurologists, Dr. Rowena Mobbs, warns that the nation faces a major health emergency with repeated head knocks during training sessions for contact sport. With rugby league and the AFL players having a higher risk of developing the degenerative brain disease, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Dr. Romina Mobbs called on national sports codes to immediately implement new safety reforms. AFL said it has made dozens of changes to its rules in recent years to ensure safety and has invested a 10-year, $25 million research program to measure head trauma at elite level competition.
In international news, 3 people have died after falling from the upper stand of a stadium in Algeria after the football team MC Alger won the title. More than 70 people have been injured after a security barrier collapsed due to fans surging forward to celebrate before falling onto the lower tier. Players and staff from the winning team have gone to local hospitals to donate blood to help the victims, according to Reuters. For your weather today, it looks like the clouds in Brisbane want to stay, with showers looming. So remember to keep an umbrella on hand. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for the 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.